I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. A woman was shot and killed inside her apartment building in Chinatown during an attempted robbery last night.
This multi-story condo building was built here at 44 Market Street about two decades ago and has a daycare center on the lower floor along with some other stores. And many of the residents I spoke with saying they've never heard of anything like this happening in the neighborhood. Two men following one of the residents here up into the eighth floor tried to rob him. That's when the man's wife heard the disturbance and came out and was shot in the face and killed. Now, Adam has lived here since 2017.
Is gun violence, though, something you think about here?
No, absolutely not. Never.
How about being followed or maybe like that? Obviously, I think robbery seemed to be the, you don't worry about that kind of thing? I mean,
never.
The victim, identified as 57-year-old Yingzhu Liu. The search for those suspects going on. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Chinatown.
The hunt is on for the burglars who robbed a smoke shop in the Bronx. Police say the two made a hole in the side wall of the store on East Gun Hill Road and made off with cash. The crime happened early last week, but police now have released pictures of the suspects, and they're hoping someone will recognize them. If you have any information, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We are now less than half an hour away from Mayor Adams' weekly briefing. He'll be holding it virtually because he tested positive for COVID, but you can expect there will be lots of questions about the controversy swirling around his administration and his police commissioner. Our Juliette Papa following the story, and she joins us live.
That's right, Linda, and the mayor will be taking questions on how he's handling all of this going forward. As many as 15 members of the NYPD, including the police commissioner, had phones seized, and others in his administration were subjected to the same, or had homes or places of businesses searched. There have been calls on several fronts for the resignation of Police Commissioner Edward Caban. He appeared yesterday at a security briefing for upcoming Jewish holidays, but the event was not put out on a public schedule as it had been in the past. His twin brother is reported to be the subject of a probe regarding protection for nightclubs and bars. The Banks brothers also heard from the feds, deputy mayor for public safety, the school's chancellor, and a former MTA supervisor. That, in addition to Tim Pearson of the Office of Economic Development and first deputy mayor Sheena Wright. Reporting live, Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There are now 11 known cases of West Nile virus on Long Island. The Suffolk County Health Department says the latest case is a 50-year-old patient from Brookhaven who started experiencing symptoms late last month. At one point, the patient needed to be hospitalized, but is now said to be doing better and recovering at home. Police are on the hunt for the three men who stole two safes out of the home of an 82-year-old man in the Bronx. Cops say the three men walked up to the 82-year-old on the corner of Ellison Avenue and Balcom Avenue in Throgs Neck and engaged him in conversation. While he was distracted, two of the men went into his house and stole the two safes from his bedroom closet. They contained cash, jewelry, and personal documents. Police are asking anyone with information about the three to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. And police are investigating reports of a stabbing in Chelsea. They learned about it after the victim walked into Bellevue Hospital just after midnight last night, claiming that he was knifed when an argument got out of hand on West 20th Street and 8th Avenue. He had stab wounds to his stomach and is in stable condition. So far, there are no arrests. And a first at NYU Langone Health, where surgeons performed the first fully robotic lung transplant ever in the nation. This approach has many advantages for the patient because it requires a smaller incision and is overall less invasive, and it makes the recovery time quicker. And a medical milestone today in Port Washington, where an 11-year-old girl from Uganda became the 50,000th patient to receive surgery from the Gift of Life program.
For nearly three decades, Dr. Sean Levchuk of St. Francis Hospital has donated his time with the Gift of Life program to save the lives of children. And today, the doctor and an 11-year-old girl from Uganda will talk about the latest surgery performed at the hospital in Port Washington. And this surgery marks the 50,000th time a patient received care through the Gift of Life program. In Brogan Philippa's case, she had surgery to fix a heart defect. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Former New York Yankees pitcher Mariano Rivera is headed back to school. The All-Star and World Series champ is visiting graphic arts students at the Newark Vocational High School. Our Marla Diamond is live, and she's got the story. Marla.
Man, Linda, he came in. His famous closing anthem, Enter Sandman, and the students went wild. The All-Star pitcher spoke to students here at the vocational school about following their dreams, much like he did as a poor child from a small fishing village in Panama to the minor leagues and to the majors and then to the Yankees, taking them to five World Series. Now, since his retirement, Rivera has given millions back, has pumped millions into the community through the Mariano Rivera Foundation. One of their core missions is to help schools with low-income students and low graduation rates. To that end, the foundation sponsored 20 graphic arts students from this school over the summer who did an internship at a commercial printing facility in Carlstadt, New Jersey. Today, Rivera announced an expansion of that partnership for more students, internships, for more opportunities for on-the-job training. This high school is one where most of the students do not go on to college, but right into the workforce. The foundation's mentorship program helps them connect with experts in the field so they are ready for the workforce at graduation. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds, live on 92.3 FM in Newark.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.